Paragraph Yud Beis, v'zeh b'chinas shenikra Chanukah, shu b'chinas Chanukas Habayis. And this is why this holiday is called Chanukah. One of the reasons is because that's when they had the initiation, the reinitiation of the Beis HaMikdash. Ki ikar shleimus kol ha-tikunim anal haim be-Beis HaMikdash. Because the main shleimus of all the tikunim that we've spoken about here, you know, emuna in chiddush olam, birur hamedame, the proper koil hamoichiach, Tikkun HaMoichin, the main place where all of that takes place is the Beis HaMikdash. Ki ikar yitzias Mitzrayim shayidei tefila b'chinas din, shayidei zeh naaseh geirim, v'nizgal kvoidoi. Because the essence of yitzias Mitzrayim, which came about through the tefila b'chinas din, which resulted in geirim, whereby the kavod of Hashem was broadcasted in a big way, shayidei zeh nimshochim kol ha-tikunim anal, which results in all the tikkunim we've spoken about here being affected, hakol hoya bishvil shenizke lichnois leretz Yisrael v'livnois sham beis habchira. The goal, the ultimate goal of all of this was for us to get in Teretz Yisrael and to be zeicha to build a Beis HaMikdash. Sheshom ikar shleimus kol ha-tikunim. That's where the real shleimus of all the tikkunim that we're discussing here take place. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, voisanu hoitzi misham lahavi oisanu el haaretz. Why did Hashem take us out of there? To bring us to the land. Ukamei shekosuv b'shiras hayam tevi'emoi v'sitaemoi bahar nachloscha mochin l'shivtcho palta Hashem mikdash Hashem koinenu yadecho. She'ikar tshukosam u'magamosam hoya lovi ala Beis HaMikdash. The main yearning and the main goal of Klal Yisrael in leaving Mitzrayim was to get to the Beis HaMikdash. She'shom ikar kol ha-tikunim. That's the place, the greatest place of tikun. Kishom hizgalus ha-kovoid. That's where we see the greatest revelation of the kovoid of Hashem. She'nimshach al-idei ha-gerim, which is brought about through converts, shenas alidei tefillah nal, who are brought about through the tefillah bebechinas din, kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ukvoid Hashem molei, ukvoid Hashem boel abayis. The kavod of Hashem came into the Beis HaMikdash. Ubeheicholoi kuloi oimer kavod, and as the pasuk, another pasuk that says that in Hashem's heichal, in the throne room of Hashem, kuloi oimer kavod, everything is all kavod. V'chein b'psukim harbe, we see this in many other psukim. V'shom ikar hamshochas hanevuah shehu ha-toira. And it's in the Beis HaMikdash that there was the greatest ability to draw nevuah, to draw Torah. Ki ikar hanevuah nimsheches mi ha-Beis HaMikdash mi bein shnei ha-kruvim ha-shel aroin ho-edus. Because the greatest nevuah came about from the Beis HaMikdash, from between the two kruvim that were on top of the aroin. That's where Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from, the greatest prophet of all time. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, uvavoi Moshe el oihel moyed, vayishme sakoil mibein shnei hakruvim. He heard the voice of Hashem from between those two cherubs. The Arizal brings that the first letters of mibein shnei hakruvim is Moshe. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu drew his greatest light, his chias, the essence of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was that nevuah, that Torah, came from Ibein Shnei Akruvim. V'shom ikro ho'emuna, emunas chidesh olam. And there in the Beis HaMikdash is the main fountain of emuna, of faith in Hashem, faith in chidesh olam. Kishom ho'even shesiyo shmimenu hushnas olam. Because it was in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that there was this even shesiyo from which the world was founded. V'alkein machmas shemishom haschola sabriya. And because of the fact that the beginning of creation was from there, from that even shesiyo, alkein shom yecholin lahachnes ho'emuna kdosh, shemunas chedesh olam, sheshmizbora boro tchilas nekudas ho'even shesiyo, umimeno hushtes olam. That's why that's the place we have the greatest power to introduce emuna into the world, emuna in chiddush olam, that Hashem created that even shesia, and from that the rest of the world was created. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, mitzion michlal yofi elikim hoifia. From Tzion, from Yerushalayim, from the center of beauty, the Beis HaMikdash, from there Hashem shone forth, shines forth. ושום נמשכס ההנהוגו של ארץ ישראל, שהוא בחינס חידש העולם. And again, it's from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, from the Evan Shasiya, that there comes forth the leadership and the supervision of Eretz Yisrael, which is Chiddush Olam of the future. Eretz Yisrael is land of miracles, just like the whole world is going to be full of miracles in the future. Kishom beBeis HaMikdash Iker HaKedusha Shel Eretz Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash is the place we have the highest level of holiness of Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael draws its holiness from there. Kihi kedusho ha'elyoina shel kol ha'esher kedusha shel Eretz Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash is the highest level of the 10 levels of holiness of Eretz Yisrael. V'al kein kol hanhogas ha'Beis HaMikdash hoya b'derech nisim v'neflois, k'mo yishom razal. And this is why things in the Beis HaMikdash operated via miracles, all kinds of miracles and wonders. Like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Asoro nisim nasu lavaisenu beBeis HaMikdash. Our forefathers experienced 10 different miracles in the Beis HaMikdash. Kishom nimsheches hahanhogo shel osid, because that's where the Hashem's behavior of the future, Hashem's conduct of the future, comes from there, comes from the Beis HaMikdash, whereby in the future Hashem is going to conduct the world with miracles and everything. That comes from the Beis HaMikdash. Shehi hanhoga shel nisim v'nefloi sheloi kederech hateva. V'alkein shom kol hashirois v'tishbochoi shano eskim b'em sheyo eskim b'em halavim v'shas hakorban. That's why the Beis HaMikdash was the center of song and music, which the Levim sang and played during the time that a sacrifice was being brought. Ki kulam nimshochim mebechinas hashir sheyisar losit. Because all of these tikkunim and all these different songs come from the song that's going to be turned on in the future. Shaydeze gedelim kol areichos. That's what causes all the beautiful aromas to grow. Shehim bechinas yiras Hashem, which correspond to the concept of yiras Hashem. The pasuk says by Moshiach, v'horeichoi beyiras Hashem. He will smell from fear of Hashem. So yiras Hashem is associated with those incredible reichos of Gan Eden. שזה בחינס הבי סמיקטו שנקרו הר המויריו על שם הוריח הטויב. That's why the Bei Samikdash, one of its names was הר המויריו, because of the beautiful aroma, the beautiful smell there, of the קטוירס and the other things. וכן נקרו על שם הירה, and the Bei Samikdash is also named for ירה, כמו שכוסוב מה נוירו המוקוים הזה. Yaakov Avinu, when he came to this, when he was at the site of the Beis HaMikdash, he said, Ma Noira, how awesome is this site? Shal Shem Zeh Nikreis Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. And that's why the city of Yerushalayim is called Yerushalayim, because of the Beis HaMikdash. Kishom Gedelim Kol Harechois VeYerois Al Yidei Kol HaTikunim Anal. Because it's in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, that all of these sweet aromas and all the different types of yira are developed to the greatest degree. Kishom nimshach hanohor hayoytze meeden lahashkoy sesagan, because it's from the Beis HaMikdash that there comes forth that stream, that river, that goes from Eden, from the highest place of Kedusha, to water the gan, the garden. Shehu bechinas umayon mibeis Hashem yetze. As the pasuk says, there's a ma'ayan that comes forth from the Beis Hashem, from the Beis HaMikdash. That Mayan corresponds to the Nohor Yoytze Me'ed and Lahashkoy Sesagan of the Shivas Yimei Bereishis. Nimtzo She'ikra Tikun B'Shleimus Hu B'Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the main Tikun to the highest level of completion is in the Beis HaMikdash. V'alkein Hoyo Metzapeh Moshe Miyad Lovoy L'Shom. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was yearning so much to come there right after leaving Mitzrayim. Kamesha Kosov, as the pasuk says, Tevi'ei moi v'sitoei moi b'har nachlos chokanal. We will bring them and plant them on the har nachlos chokanal, the har abayis. Avul b'vaneseinu rabim, hizgara behem hasoton v'echtiyom chato gedoylo tekef achar kabola satoira. But unfortunately, due to our many sins, the Satan took advantage of us, and he caused us to do a major, major sin right after Kabbalah Satorah. והוכרח מוישה להסייגע במסירת נפש עוצמוין. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to struggle with tremendous מסירת נפש to try to get that sin erased. V'spalel tfilois harbeh ad shenisratza shemisporach leYisrael b'mem yomim ha'achroinim. And Moshe Rabbeinu davened many, many tfilois until finally Hashem was appeased at the end of the third 40-day period, at the end of 120 days. V'omar loy solachti kitvorecho, and Hashem said, I forgive. ואז רוע הקדוש ברוך הוא שאי אפשר להם לכנוס ולבנוס בית המקדש מיד. And Hashem saw and realized then that the Yidden can't go into Eretz Yisrael right away now and build a bait samikdash right away. וגם רוע שאפילו כשיכנסו לארץ ישראל ויבנו את בית המקדש, הוא עשה לחורב שתי פעמים. And Hashem saw that even after we would be zeicher to get Eretz Yisrael and we would build a bait samikdash, it would be destroyed twice, Rachmona Litzlan, v'hagolus yis'arech moed, and there would be a very long exile after the second Churban Beis Hamikdash. Al kein chomel aleinu Hashem yizborach v'higdim lonu refu l'maka. That's why Hashem had Rachmonis on us, and he prepared the cure before the illness. V'tziva l'Yisrael livnois es ha-mishkon, שיש בו כל הקדושה של בית המקדש. And Hashem instructed us to build the Mishkan before we got to Eretz Yisrael, before we got to the Beis HaMikdash, to build this Mishkan in the desert. ובזה הפלי חסדו עמנו. And by doing this, Hashem showed incredible, incredible chesed to us. שלימד למוישה להמשך תיקון נפלא כזה, שיהיה כוח להמשך קדושה של בית המקדש, גם בהולכם במדבר שומע מקום נוחש וסורב אחרוב. Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu how to draw this incredible tikkun, to be able to draw the kiddush of the Beis HaMikdash even before they get there, and before they get to the build the Beis HaMikdash, before they get to Eretz Yisrael, when they're going in the desert, the place of snakes and scorpions and everything. Ubozeh himshech tikkun ledoyrois. And by doing this, by building this Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu introduced a tikkun for all generations. Shafilu kishei chorev ha-Beis HaMikdash. So that even when the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, bavo neseinu, due to our sins, yielanu koyach lahamshich kedushas Beis HaMikdash, we'll still have the ability to draw and to use, to live on the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash, al yedei botei kneisiyos ubotei midrashos shanu boinu b'mei ha-churban, through the shuls and the yeshivas that would be built when there is no Beis HaMikdash. Shehem b'chinas mikdosh ma'at. The Gemara calls them miniature Beis HaMikdashes. K'may shekosov, as the Pasuk says, ki hafitzoisim bagoyim, when I spread them out among all the other nations, vo'ehi lohem lemikdosh ma'at, I will still be for them like a miniature Beis HaMikdash. כי עיקר הכויח להמשך קדושת הבית המקדש על בית הכנסייה ובית המדרש שאנו בנינו בחוץ לארץ בימי החורבן הוא על ידי קדושת המשכן, because the thing that gives us the ability to draw the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash into all of our shuls and bote midrashos, even in chutz lorets, during the Yemei HaChurban, is through the holy Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built, whereby he was mamshech this tikkun lahamshech kol kedushas HaBeis HaMikdash b'midbor. He was able to draw the major, the awesome light of the Beis HaMikdash into the desert. And al yedei zeh yesh lanu koyach gamato lahamshech kedushas HaBeis HaMikdash achar ha-churban al yedei abotei chneisis abotei midrashos. That set the precedent. That's what made it possible for us, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, to build these shuls, botei chneisis and botei midrashos, and be able to draw the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash into them. Imagine, I'm saying, to realize how holy a shul is, how holy a Beis Medrash is. Person walks into a Beis Medrash to walk in with the same yira and pachad and love and appreciation as if he was walking into the Beis HaMikdash. V'al kein tekev b'shas hakomas ha-mishkon roma zala churban. And that's why immediately when Hashem discussed the building of the Mishkan, he included a remez there, a hint there, about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. K'mo shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Eile pekudei ha-mishkon Mishkan Hoedus. It repeats the word Mishkan twice there. And the Gemara says, Shedor Shurazal, our rabbis tell us, Mishkan bebinyanoi, Mishkan bechurbonoi. Hashem made it clear that the Mishkan is going to function on two levels. It's going to function when it's built, when it's up, and even when it's down, it's still going to be functioning. Its light is still going to be available. Ki ikar hakoma samishkon, the main reason for Moshe Rabbeinu building the Mishkan for Klal Yisrael in the desert was for this purpose. Kedei shiyeh koyach liYisrael lahamshich kedushas haMishkan shu kedushas beis haMikdash gam achar haChurban. Moshe Rabbeinu established this Yisoid, and he set this precedent which would make it possible for Klal Yisrael after the Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, they would have this alternative. They would have this Mishkan. They would have these Botei Chnesios and Botei Midrashos, which would be like a miniature Beis HaMikdash, where we would still be able to receive to a certain degree, all the tikkunim of the Beis HaMikdash. V'zeh ma toivu oyolecho Yaakov. And this is what Bilam said. How great, how wonderful are your tents. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says, what was he referring to? Ala Beis HaMikdash. He was referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Ma toivu, and what he was saying was, ma toivu oyhel shiloi ubeis soilomim biyishuvam. How good are they, the oyhel shiloi and the Beis HaMikdash, when they were established? And mishkin oysecho, that's oyholecho, when they're up. Mishkin oysecho, af kishehem charevim. Even when they'll be destroyed, when they won't be a Beis HaMikdash, hainu kanal, as we said earlier, shekishehem charevim heim bebechinas hamishkan. When the Beis HaMikdashes will be destroyed, they won't be nothing, they'll be plan B, they'll be the alternative, which is mishkin oysecho, they'll be the mishkan. Ki oz achar achurban onu mamshichim kedushas haBeis HaMikdash ala botei chnesios ubotei midrashos al yedei haMishkan v'kanal. Because after the churban, we're able to draw the kedusha of Beis HaMikdash into our shuls and botei medrash. How? Through the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built. Ki gam ala botei chnesios ubotei midrashos nemar gam kein matoivu oyolecho Yaakov. Because this pasuk was said also about the Botei Chnesios, Botei Midrashos, Kiheim Mikdosh Ma'at. They're also called Beis HaMikdashes, miniature Beis HaMikdashes. How? Al Yedei Mishkan Oysecho Yisrael. Dehainu Al Yedei Kedushas HaMishkan V'Kanal. Through that Yisoy that Moshe Rabbeinu established with the Mishkan. V'ze Bechinas Chanukah. This is the greatness of this holiday Chanukah. Bechinas Chanukah Sabeis HaMikdash. When they reinitiated the Beis HaMikdash. She'ozonu Mamshich Malenu Kedushas Sabeis HaMikdash Al Yedei Adlokas Ner Chanukah. Every holiday of Chanukah, when a Yid lights Chanukah candles, he's drawing that Kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash, on himself, in his house. Whereby the Iker power to draw the Kiddush of Shabbos into weekday comes through Ner Chanukah. That parallels this concept of drawing the light of the Beis HaMikdash, the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash, into Chutz Loretz even after the Churban. Ki ikar kedushas Beis HaMikdash nimshach mi Shabbos, because we know that the main holiness of the Beis HaMikdash comes from Shabbos. The Beis HaMikdash draws its kedusha from Shabbos. Kemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Samach Zayin, in the second half of Likut Imran, and in other places, we know that the Beis HaMikdash is the ikar kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Where does Eretz Yisrael get its Kedusha from? From the eyes of Hashem. There's a pasuk, Tomid Einei Hashem Olekecha Bo, Meireishis Hashanah. What makes Eretz Yisrael holy? That the eyes of Hashem are focused on it, on Eretz Yisrael. The eyes of Hashem are Shabbos. Shabbos is called Shin Bas. The Shin, the three heads of the Shin, correspond to the Tlas Gavnen Deina, the three colored rings of the eye, and the bas is the bat ayin, the pupil of the eye, the black center of the eye. So Shabbos is the eyes. And the eyes are what bring what shine the kedusha in Eretz Yisrael into the Beis Hamikdash. There's a pasuk, "Vahoyu einai velibi sham." Hashem says, "My eyes and heart will be there." The Beis Hamikdash is called Goin Uzchem Machmad Einechem. It's the beloved of your eyes. You remember the famous story with Hordus, that when he killed out all the rabbis, Rachman al-Sulam, because he thought that they would be his biggest problem. And then when he wanted to do tshuva, he asked Bava ben Buto, "What do I do?" So Bava ben Buto said to him, "You extinguish the eyes of Klal Yisrael. You kill the rabbis who are called Einei Hoeda. You can correct it by doing a major restoration of the Beis Hamikdash, which is also called the eyes. Goin uzchem machmad einechem," the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, if anybody saw what Hurdus did, he did the most unbelievable restoration of the Beis Hamikdash with green marble, unbelievable stuff. How the Gemara describes, whoever didn't see that binyan never saw a beautiful binyan in their lives. So we see that the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash comes from Shabbos. V'yalkein, kol mokoim shehizkir maisa hamishkon, hikdim Shabbos. As the Gemara tells us, if you look in the Chumash, wherever it speaks about building the Mishkan, it always mentions Shabbos right before it, to show that the Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash draw from Shabbos. V'yalkein, al yidei kedushas hadlokas ner Chanukah, shehu lahamshech kedusha Shabbos l'mei achol kanal, therefore, by lighting the holy Hanukkah candles, where we're trying to draw the light of Shabbos into weekday, the light of Olam Haba into Olam Hazeh, Aydei Zeh Mamshich in Kedushas HaBeis HaMikdosh Gam B'chutz Loretz. That's what gives us the ability to draw the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdosh even into Chutz Loretz, even in those homes when they light Hanukkah candles in Chutz Loretz. Shezeo Gam Kein B'chinas Zois Mamish, because that's the same concept. Ki hakol echad, because all of this is one. Ki Shabbos ve'Eretz Yisrael u'Beis Hamikdash heim bebechinas emes, because all three of these, Shabbos, Eretz Yisrael, and the Beis Hamikdash, are all part of emet. The Gemara says that even an Amoretz is afraid to lie on Shabbos. Shabbos is the holiest time, tchilo mikroi kodesh. Eretz Yisrael is the holiest place. Whenever the Torah describes Eretz Yisrael, it refers to it as Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. One of the Mefarshim brings that the last letters of Zavas Chalav Udvash spell the word Shabbos, to show that Eretz Yisrael and Shabbos are one. This is the place, this is the time. The grandfather of the Chidozal, the Chesed Lavrom, writes that just like the Gemara says that when a Yid goes into Shabbos, he gets a Neshama Yisera, so too when a Yid comes into Eretz Yisrael, he receives a Neshama Yisera. He brings it on the Pasuk, Lech Lecho Me'atzcha, Lech Lecho L'Nishmoscha, that when a person goes to Eretz Yisrael, he's also Mamshech a Neshama Yisera, because Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael are one. And the Beis Hamikdash, Kihein Bechinas Koidesh Keneged Choel, because all of these, Shabbos, Eretz Yisrael, Beis Hamikdash, represent holiness versus weekday. Shehu Bechinas Yimei HaChol, V'chutz Loretz, which is the concept of weekday, the concept of Chutz Loretz. Kemuvon B'divrei Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says in the Yerushalmi, B'sheva Havdolois Shesidru B'Yerushalmi, where it mentions the seven opposites that are mentioned in the Yerushalmi, Shehem Bein Kodesh L'Choel, Bein Yoyim Ashvi L'Sheisha Simei Amaisa, Bein Oer L'Choyshech, Bein Eretz Yisrael L'Chutz Loretz. V'Alkein, and that's why, Mikol Avoidas HaMishkon, Loi Nizkar Eitzel Chanukas HaMizbeach, Kiim Hadlokas Neirois HaMenoira, Shem B'chinas Ner Chanaka. And this is why, out of all the different avoidos in the Mishkan, when it speaks about the Chanukas HaMizbeach, Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach, at the end of Parshas Nosoi, which we read on Chanukah, what do we go into right after that? Bahaloischoes HaNeirois El Mul Pnei HaMenor. We speak about the lighting of the Chanukah, of the candles. Ki Iker Chanukah, Shehim B'chinas Ner Chanukah, which are the concept of Ner Chanukah. כי עיקר חנוכס המשכן, שהוא לקצ'רי בקידושו גדולו, עד שנוכל להמשך קדושו סי גם במדבר, ואחר החורבן בחוץ לארץ, because the main קדושו, the main חנוכס המשכן, which was to sanctify it with such holiness that they would be able, that this Mishkan would be able to be operative even in the Midbar, even mamish in the place of the Sitra Achra, in Chutz Laretz, and continue to serve Klal Yisrael after the Churban Beis HaMikdosh, even in Chutz Laretz, with the Botei Knesis and Botei Midrashos, Kol Zeh Nimshach Haidei Hadlokas HaNer HaKdosh HaDaiko. All of this is brought about through the lighting of the holy candles, the lighting of the Hanukkah candles, shu bechinas hadlokas ner hamenorah, shu bechinas ner Hanukkah, which is the concept of lighting the candles of the menorah in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, and also us lighting our Hanukkah candles in our homes.